What's up? This is your boy Oliver. Welcome back again. Thank you guys for tuning in again. You know, this is the topic? You know, another topic, another day, another chance to
enjoy the episode.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So yeah, guys, welcome back. You know, this is your boy Oliver.
Yes.
Oliver.
Yes.
I don't know, you guys give me nicknames every day, so I don't know what to stick to. We're back again with, you know, myself, Oliver, and, you know, the king himself.
Yeah, fearless eagle, In fact, we're all kings and queens.
You know, we're all kings and queens.
Of the royal priesthood.
Talk to them, you know.
Give them, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, guys, we're back again, and today we'll be talking about, you know, specific topic.
Yes.
And that specific topic is...
The Sims / Clash of Clans. Did you see? I even took time for you to remain.
All the men, all the boys, and all the men.
Yeah.
Just stand up. You know, all the boys and all the men in the room.
Yeah.
Just stand up and put your hands together for Clash of Clans.
Yeah, Clash of Clans. You know, there's also girls and ladies that play Clash of Clans, eh?
Just I'm not being sexist at all. Then you know when you think of Clash of Clans, you think of, you know, of man. It's more like a manly game per se.
I've never seen
a girl you know playing Clash of Clans, you know. I'm being honest, I've never seen, so that's why I always relate it, and it looks more like because it's more, you know, I'm giving you guys the you know, I'm already giving you guys the sauce, you know, before we start the show. But you know, you know what happens is, like, you know, you create English is running away. English, come back.
Mainly,
so yeah, you have troops. You have troops that fight. You know, army / troops. You know, that fight. You know, and fighting is more like a man thing. You know, so I don't know if I'm being sexist.
I understand exactly what you say.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sure the listener.
Thank God we're on the same page, guys. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being on the same page with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, that's our topic for today.
Yeah. We understand. Don't worry. We're with you, man. We're with you all the way. These are your boys right here on What's the Topic. Doing the most, yes, we're gonna be doing this. We're loving it, yes, the way you love it.
Yep.
And thank you. We appreciate the fact that you are listening to this, and you guys, all of you, Oliver, me, yes, you, even your sister, your brother, your mother,
your
father,
your pops,
yes, your cousin,
everyone,
your auntie, even your dog and your cat, they listen to this show.
This is a family show, man.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's welcome to listen
worldwide
to the show.
If I knew Chinese, I was gonna say it in Chinese.
In Zulu.
So thank you for the support. Yeah, share the shows. Yeah, make sure you always tune in, and you know how we do it. We give you the music, which is awesome and amazing.
Music.
Gets you pumped up and dancing. And we're gonna be doing this every single week. Every time you announce the topic. So here's an amazing song for you for this December season to enjoy. Yes, don't go anywhere, we'll be back.
Hello everyone, this is Santos from The Funny Truth, known as DJ TP. Just wants to wish everybody Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless. Peace.
Forget that money, cause it got with us. I could go beat the block, like I don't need the block. I could go bleed the block.
testify to fate. Every hurt I felt, it fell down on my face. Every chance I get, I gotta work the reaper. I gotta kill it for my people, I know. Living like we all just hit the lotto. And this is jail like me, yeah, you made it through. Got it with us, that's the truth. I'm the proof, he made me know. Yeah, I be out watching, window I'm shopping. Wish I could cop it, regardless he got me. God is still with us, I promise there's no other option.
It's right there on the money, that in God we trust. Mama said forget that money, cause God with us. I could go beat the blind, like I don't need the blind. I could go bleed the blind, or I could lead the blind. It's right there on the money, that in God we trust. Mama said forget that money, cause God with us. I could go beat the blind, like I don't need the blind. I could go bleed the blind, or I could lead the blind.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed that amazing track. Yes, you enjoyed it. Yeah, we back, we loved it. Yes, it was awesome, dancing, everything pumped up. But before we get into everything, we obviously gonna give you a description, you know, just a quick description of what we're talking about, you know, in terms of The Sims and Clash of Clans. So I'm gonna do the Clash of Clans side, you see. Then Mr. Oliver's gonna do the Sims side.
We riding. But
yeah, doing the Clash of Clans side, obviously, Clash of Clans is a freemium mobile strategy video game. Yes,
yeah.
That is what it is. It's an RPG game, by the way, for those who do not know what the RPG game is. Basically a role-playing game, yes.
Yeah.
You can play as a single player or a multiplayer. It was developed by Supercell, yes, the company Supercell. It's for obviously your iPhone and your Android. You know, Apple is always involved with Android. Yeah, they're always there. They need to make sure.
Yeah.
Yes, it was released in 2012 on your Apple's always ahead, like you said in the previous show.
Yeah,
you know. So Apple obviously, yeah, they had Clash of Clans first, and it was in the year 2012 on the 2nd of August, and then Android caught up in the year 2013 on the 7th of October. But yeah, there is like a gap, yo. That's a gap.
Like what happened, man? What happened? You guys fell behind.
Hey, at least the other one, you know, last week, yeah, Candy Crush, they did it the same time. Hey.
Yeah.
But hey, this one, it was a very nice cap, yo. And yeah, you know, Candy Crush, yeah, it's, I see Candy Crush as your olden age, you know, war game, you know, basically. That's what I see Candy Crush as.
Yeah, you know, as DJ Nash is talking, you know, I'm just, you know, thinking of, you know, the days back in high school when I used to actually play Clash of Clans, you know. I think I played it a few times. Like, I wasn't like a fan of the game.
Yeah,
I just played it like a few times, you know. I know how the game is, you know.
Yeah.
Where you're building, I think you build an empire and then you're fighting against something. You know, guys, I'm just giving you guys, I'm spitballing basically. You know, it's been a while since I played a game. So guys, bear with me. But then the idea of the game, you know, I feel like the game is more manly per se.
Yeah.
You know. What do you think?
I think it's for everyone, eh? Because, hey, I've seen ladies, you know, girls playing Clash of Clans, eh? And, yeah, I was shocked the day I saw it. I was like, what? Okay, yeah, this is interesting, eh? It's actually interesting.
I've never seen I've never seen a female, a girl or a woman playing Clash of Clans, like, at all.
Hey, you know some of these people out there, females, they are strategic thinkers, eh?
Yeah, we have tomboys.
No, man, I'm talking about the proper female. Build another empire that you thinking. You. This is strategy on some other level, this one. Yeah, hey. Man. So, that's why they even got female characters in the game itself. Hey, so,
for real.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know much about the game, sense, man, so bear with me.
Yeah. For me, I wasn't a Clash of Clans fan. I was a fan of a game called Boom Beach.
Yeah.
So, Clash of Clans is more of your... Back in the days, you know, your Vikings, your time, you know, all those things. Boom Beach is more of your PUBG level, you see, where you have tanks, you have, you know, proper guns, you don't have arrows. Boom Beach, it's more of your now, you see, 21st century, 22nd century, going into the future.
Yeah.
So that is basically what I used to be focused on.
I'm just out here being educated, guys. For real. I don't know what game is this. What game? DJ Nash, just explain to us. I don't know. So guys, bear with me. We're in the same circle.
Don't worry. You catch up. That's basically Clash of Clans. That's the side of Clash of Clans. And if you play Clash of Clans, shout out to you out there.
Yep.
Hope you're doing the most, though. Yes. And we're going to go for a break. And then when we come back, Mr. Oliver is going to go into The Sims and give us what we need to know
about Sims. The Sims.
So we're going to give you the awesome, amazing track where Christ music is.
Hard music, yo.
Yeah, enjoy.
Crazy.
Yeah, coming back into this, we know that you enjoyed the track. Yes, I know that you enjoyed the track. Mr. Oliver knows that you enjoyed the track.
You know, guys, we give you guys the best music. You know, we actually sit and plan.
Yeah.
You know, we think about you guys' emotions and, you know, the way you guys, you know, think and everything. Because we get, you know, do you guys know how we get, we get your response is through your comments. You know, guys, go on our show and there's a comment section.
Yeah.
Drop your comment, guys. Yeah. You know, this is how we get to interact.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, guys, you know, give us your thoughts and we'll respond back. And we'll probably give you a shout out on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we that's how, you know, give you a shout it's out. More of a dialogue than a monologue.
Yes.
So, guys, speak to us.
Yeah, I hope you got that education right there. Dialogue, not monologue.
Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. Yeah, Mr. Oliver's going to go through the themes for you.
Yeah, guys.
So Mr.
You know,
Oliver, what do you have for us?
You know, guys, it's now it's been the 21st century, so I don't think anyone needs to know what the themes is, but I'm kidding, guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, this is basically a small definition or a small summary of The Sims.
Yeah, yeah.
So, The Sims is a series of a live simulation video game.
Yeah.
Developed by Maisix, I believe, and published by Electronic Arts.
Yeah, yeah.
The franchise has sold nearly 200 million copies worldwide. So there's you know there's moolah.
They're going for billions. Though.
You know, it's close to billions, man. I'm sure by now because Wikipedia, I don't know how often they update their site, but I'm sure they're in billions now.
Hey.
You know, and there's different versions of the game. You know.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's trying to stay in the loop. You know, be updated. So obviously there's, you know, over time, you know, there's different things that come.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you have to stay in the loop. You know, you have to stay updated.
Yeah.
So I've played The Sims. Same, and like the last time I played The Sims was like, I don't know, it was probably 2012.
Sure, you know,
if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
Now we're in 2019. Sure. You know, I still remember how the game was.
Yeah.
You know, that was like back in the days.
Yeah,
I think The Sims is more comparable to GTA.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Nah, it's... Yeah, in fact, I do agree.
Uh-huh.
Just the difference is...
Yeah, yeah.
The Sims... In fact, they even made the 3D version. The Sims 3.
Yeah.
3D, including The Sims 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I recently... Not recently, but like 2 months back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 months for me, it's recently.
Yeah, it is recently.
So, yeah, when I say recently, I can be referring to 3 months back.
Yeah.
Unless it was a long time, I'll tell you, now it was a long time.
Yeah.
That's going to 4 or 5, that's a long time for me.
So, yeah, but guys, for sure.
I recently did, you know, go into there and research and all the stuff. And,
yeah.
I do agree. It's like your GTA, the only difference is there's no violence, you know. And
yeah, GTA is more of a, you know, even on the, I think they give you guys an age restriction.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
On the GTA.
That one is...
And Sims is more family, if that's what is more.
Yeah, because so the different Sims that you get, they have different, you know,
age restrictions
and all those stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yes,
yeah.
For me,
so
I do agree.
So for me, GTA is more of a kiddly game. Sims is more of a kiddly game to GTA.
Yeah.
So Sims is for any age type.
Yeah.
Any age gap or whatever. GTA is more of a, you know, when you're 18 and older. I think all the Rockstar games are 18 and above.
Yeah.
If not 21.
Yeah, hey, yo, yeah, that is true. But no, in fact, most of them, because you also got like your car racing games, you know, Midnight Club.
Exactly. Yeah, me. That was my speaking of Midnight Club, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
you guys should go download that game.
Came out, man.
Guys, I finished that game in 2 days. Just so you know.
Two days.
I swear that
you are on level.
They're
doing this, man.
You know, there's some games that are just made to capture your attention.
Yeah.
You know, once I get a game, like same time.
Yeah.
Finish it, baba. Finish it.
Hey.
No time wasted.
Yeah. Nah.
So yeah, that's The Sims.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a little bit of comparison between The Sims and GTA because for me, I played both. So I feel like, cause in The Sims, what you do, I think from what I remember is you have a character, which is you. I don't know, like if you're male, you make a male.
Basically your life.
You create. Yeah, it's basically you.
Character, and you have to build a life out of that character.
You feed the person.
Yeah.
You
house, you know,
everything,
get
housing
a
them,
job and all those things.
You know,
I actually
that.
Got some of my life, you know,
life
experience from.
Oh,
eh?
Come on,
yeah, because yeah, I remember
yeah,
the first
guys,
time
so,
I did The Sims. Yo, guess what? My so character
guys,
died. I was like,
yeah,
yo, aye, they're done.
Sure. So, guys, if you're at home. If you're
yeah.
at home, you know, you have nothing to do, just
yeah.
check out The Sims. You know, you might learn something out of it.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, it was one of my favorites. It still is. So,
yeah.
yeah. But the only problem is when I try and get it, it's online now. It's not like
for
offline.
Real?
Yeah. You yeah. know, back then it used to be offline. You just download a Java.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah,
I think
I had the CD.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I have so many CDs.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I think I lost it or something. I can't see it no more.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, you know, you guys should check out these games. We're not promoting the games.
Yeah.
You know, we're just, you know, giving you guys tips
mm-hmm.
on, you know, our thoughts on what you guys think. And don't forget to, you know, go on our comment section. You know, speak to us and we'll speak back to you guys.
Yeah, so if you want to get me, you can catch me on Facebook as Nash Workaholic Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's
yeah.
me.
And then myself, all of you can catch me on Facebook. That's Olivier Junior, J.R. Elonga.
Yeah.
And then on my Instagram, it's Olivier, full stop, Elonga.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ah, that is awesome.
Coming to you in December 2019. An experience you'll never forget.
Ooh.
From the presenters you know well.
Hi, I'm Sash.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're from The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
We finally have a voice in the airways to say,
Merry Christmas! Yeah!
Yeah, it's been real. It's been awesome. Yeah, we obviously went through The Sims.
Yeah.
We went through your Clash of Clans. Yeah. And at the end of the day, all comes down to Christ.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, if you actually look at things like your The Sims, you know, Clash of Clans, those things were created by us.
Yes.
We are creative, eh?
Human.
We're actually creative.
Human beings.
Imagine. That is what we can do when we are operating, you know, at our, what can I say, capacity.
Yeah.
Like, we're able to create.
At our full potential. And obviously, the human beings are not able to use their...
100%.
Yeah, 100% of their brain. I think we use 20%. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. We use 20%, right? 5. So guys, yeah, you know Lucy.
Lucy. 100. Imagine you get to that level. Yeah. Now, I honestly believe it's possible. If you focus on Jesus,
mm-hmm.
He's going to allow you to go there. Yes, you can get there. Yeah.
Guys, yeah.
You'll actually be able to take over, like, control. Like, put Him first and make sure He's in the center of your life.
Of course.
Everything else will obviously flow. It's going to be smooth and all the stuff.
Yeah,
so
you
it's
going
to be really awesome and amazing.
Just like, you know, it's small things, just like The Sims, which are, you know, refer you back to your creator. You
yeah.
being the... the creature and Him being the creator, where He takes care of you, everything, you know. Like if you do not have
perfect picture right there,
yeah,
because
yeah.
if you look at it, that seems can operate by itself, eh?
Exactly. You know,
it needs you to tell
you
it what
to
do,
it, you know, exactly.
So, if you put yourself in that same, sure,
yeah,
that's a big picture right
yeah,
there, man.
You know,
I love that one,
yeah.
yeah.
And then, you know, just to specify, you know,
sure,
our God did not make us robots, you know.
Yeah.
So He gave us the will. That's why He loves us, you know.
Love,
yeah. you cannot love a robot.
Yeah.
Well, a robot cannot love you back.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So He gave us the will so that His love and our love could be authentic.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we're not objects. Just that small, you know, difference between The Sims and humans.
Yeah.
Obviously, The Sims is a game. Just using that as a comparison.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep that in mind, guys.
So as you are speaking, this is the two images that came. You know, we're part of a army, which
mm-hmm.
is God's army.
Yeah.
And there's a war that's always happening.
Yeah.
It referred me back to Clash of Clans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the army in Clash of Clans,
yeah,
they do what you tell them to do.
Exactly.
So if you got the right person
yeah,
telling you what to do,
yeah.
you'll always win that battle.
Exactly, man.
And
that's
God
a good
never
one.
Loses. So that is the army. So
yeah,
then you go to The Sims. You got the character that you're controlling.
Yeah.
So the one that you're telling how to live life.
Exactly.
And then you got the other sims, you know, those other ones that are working by themselves
in
the game.
Those are like our ghosts.
If you look at those two, there is an example of a person who's living life controlled by God.
Mm-hmm.
So God being in the center of everything that's happening in their life. So they trust God with everything.
Yeah.
And then you got the other ones which they don't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? The one that you guiding, so take it as the Lord guiding, become successful more than the other ones that are there, you know, doing their own stuff.
Yeah, true.
So those are like the two images that I got. I was like, yeah, that's deep, man. Yeah, like, that's awesome stuff.
Yeah,
so it always goes back to God.
Yeah, of course, guys.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's awesome, man.
I know for sure some of you guys are like, these guys are always religious. But guys, without that, there's no, you know, there's no show, there's no, you know, that's the idea, you know. At the end of the day, we're trying to bring it back to the creator.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, oh, you're being religious.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys pay attention to whatever we speak about, it's just to refer you guys back to your source.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, guys.
Yeah, me, Mr. Oliver, focused on God. We know you're going to be focused on God. Share the show. Love it. Like, comment. Yeah, do everything that you need to do to make sure someone's life gets saved.
Of course.
So, next week, we're going to see you same time, same place. Yes, morning for you. Good morning.
And next week, you're coming back with a bang, guys. You know, just stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to hear some more beautiful music and, you know, a beautiful show.
We're going to hear it. Yeah, you're right, man. Yeah, so next week, same time, same place. Don't forget, good morning to you, good afternoon to you, or good evening
to you. Whatever time of the day you're listening to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week. Peace out and God bless. Christ music is
hard music.
Yeah. Dropping rhymes like waste, remain radioactive, 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 radioactive.
Active FM, Christ music is hard music.